from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A U.S. drone strike has killed at least seven Islamic State militants in central Yemen, according to security sources. The strikes hit two cars carrying armed individuals in Al Baita province. U.S. forces have repeatedly launched drone and airstrikes in the province, as well as in southeastern Shabwa province, where dozens of Al-Qaeda and IS members are believed to be based. Two Somali civilians, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four Al-Shabaab militants were killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu. Gunfire followed the explosion of an improvised explosive device that targeted an AU military vehicle. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved bipartisan legislation to block the flow of illegal funds to Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, and also to sanction Hezbollah for using civilians as human shields. The measures were approved by voice vote Wednesday in a blow to the group, which is designated a terrorist organization, and lawmakers say it has close ties to the government of Iran. The bill that targets Hezbollah funding places sanctions on people and businesses engaged in fundraising and recruitment for the group. An undocumented 17-year-old had an abortion Wednesday morning, ending a weeks-long legal battle that had been escalated to a U.S. federal appeals court. The girl had been detained in a refugee shelter in Brownsville, Texas, since September 11th, when she was arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is VOA News.